WrestleTalkRadio.com.
This is Rob Van Dam. You are listening to WrestleTalk Radio. Oh.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online sports entertainment, WrestleTalk Radio.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
Hey, this is Charlie Haas, one half of the world's greatest tag team.
I'm Al Snow.
I'm in five halls of fame. I wear a kilt. I play the bagpipes. Who am I? I'm Roddy Piper, for heaven's sake.
Breaking down everything in the world of professional wrestling in the WWE.
I could increase my work rate. I could add to the five moves of doom. Or maybe let my heel persona shine through.
TNA.
What are you looking at, lady? Never seen a pair of boots before? Mind your business.
I think that's a man.
Oh, she needs a wax or something.
You're right.
Ew.
And the indie scene.
Hey, everybody, this is X-Pac.
This is Hotshot Johnny Devine.
This is the masterpiece, Chris Masters.
Hi, everybody, this is good old JR Jim Ross.
With your host, Tim Stein.
I have tried to treat you all as adults, but obviously I am the only adult here.
Omega.
You'll do my bidding or taste my wrath.
Mace.
You can't get away from me, Vince. I'm coming for you. Pull that bus over, I'll drag you out of there and beat the piss out of you, you billionaire bastard.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
Who in the blue hell are you?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, baby.
And welcome, everyone, to another edition of WTR Sunday Night, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. This is Omega. Omega is sleepy. This might be rough. It's gonna get rougher because apparently it's just me, Mace, and the producer.
Yeah, no Tim Stein tonight. You're sleepy, I'm in pain, and Rock's the producer, which means he really can't be fucked doing anything. So this is going to be a great night. So if this is your first time listening, wow, you picked the wrong show to start with. We will try and be entertaining as possible. However, that level of entertaining might not be up to our usual standards, which is usually lower than the gutter. And there's probably going to be a lot of pauses. Two-man crew when you're used to three does not work quite well.
No, especially when the one is trying to eat so he does not fall asleep again.
Yes, yes. Like I said, I would send you a can of Red Bull, sir, but it would be useless by the time it gets to you.
Well, I am going to a convention, so you never know.
Yeah, hopefully you have better luck at it than I did. Unfortunately for me, my past weekend at PAX Australia was not the greatest. It seems that what is said in the back, just like a wrestling show, never seems to make it in front of people, at least in terms of the media, because everybody's giving PAX a glowing reception, but believe me, that was not the reception I was getting from the other media in the media room. When you hear the words you're being treated lower than dirt out of the mouths of several people, including actual attendees, yeah, you sort of don't end up with the best of impressions. But, hey, I got, like, three interviews to put up on the site, and if you want to read my full impressions of how my days went, the 2 out of 3 days I decided to go, because after the second day I just got so pissed off I couldn't be fucked with the third, head on over to wildtalkradio.com. It's currently sitting in the news section. Just click on the big banner thing that has me trying to punch a duck with the heading of Mace versus PAX. And, yeah, prepare for, like, I think it was 4 pages in Word last night that I decided to type up about all this.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I could catch fire at my con next week and not have a worse time than you.
Yeah, well, you're going to MetroCon where you've been and you enjoy and they love you to death.
Well, there's that.
Yeah. plus, you know, I come to realize you actually have a name around these type of people. Me, I have shit all. Despite our shows being of good quality and a lot of fun for us, at least, it turns out that our name doesn't mean shit in the real world. Welcome to the world of the internet! Woo! But hopefully, out of all this, I at least get, you know, connections within Nintendo, which will make Omega jelly, because then I get free review samples and he doesn't. And by the way, for those of you who are constant listeners and know my disappointment with the idea of Saints Row 4 getting a bit of a downgrade for Australians due to our recent classification snafu, I got my hands on it. The version that's currently sitting in the classification office. It's not going to make that much of a difference, but just for the fact that I like being a prick in those situations, I'm still going to get a US copy. And by the way, Rob Van Dam is hilarious.
Really?
Yes. I actually got to play the level where he's actually a commentator. For those of you who played Saints Row 3, you might be familiar with the Professor Genki sub-show thing that was in that. It makes a return in Saints Row 4, and it actually has Rob Van Dam as a commentator.
Gee, I thought he would have been playing a drug dealer or something like that.
That's what I thought. But no. I believe me, I was quite surprised when I start up that mission and I could hear Rob Van Dam. I'm like, ooh, okay, cool. And you want to hear something really funny, Omega?
Sure.
I actually enjoyed a Wii U game.
Ooh.
And you know what's even worse? It was a Mario game.
Oh. How dare you?
I know. How dare I with my, like, anti, your stupid console stance. Mind you, I did find a photo today that somebody actually did find the Xbox One. For most of the convention, there was an Xbox One stand set up in the expo hall that had a glass case, never had an Xbox One in it. Somebody actually found a moment when it was in the case. And it still looks stupid. But, yeah. I'm sure you people aren't really here to hear me waffle on about video games, because...
You know, I'm curious, did it get stolen that fast, or were they embarrassed?
I don't know, it could be a matter of embarrassment, maybe they forgot to hook it up to the internet so it didn't check in and didn't arrive properly, I don't know. I have no idea what's going on with Microsoft, I really don't. They're weird people. But, yeah, I sort of got nothing else in terms of this convention thing. I may have to, like, not bother ever again to try and be Mr. Media Fancy Person.
Mm.
Unless I have a camera crew, because that seems to be the only way you get attention.
Cameras do make a difference.
Mm.
People seem to pay attention more to them.
Yeah. But for non-video version of what I did, I have put the photos up on our server. Rock's just got to create a gallery for them now.
More work.
Yep, more work for Rock, because we know how much he loves fiddling with the website. So anyway, on to the main topic of tonight, which should be, you know, welcome to WrestleTalk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Let's get straight into it. Pretty much Brock Smash seemed to be the big thing out of Monday Night Raw this past week, with Brock Lesnar coming out and beating the absolute living shit out of CM Punk. After Punk basically ripped Heyman a new one. in one of the most awesome promos that I've heard in the last few months.
It contained a word that had to be censored. Mmm.
Yeah, when you actually have to try and censor something like that, especially in the PG era, it's
ooh. Someone was either really fired up or way off script. Probably both.
I'd probably say both, yeah. But that was just a mastercraft in how to cut promos between those two.
Well, and it's already Heyman and Punk apart. They both are putting on some of the best promos in the company right now. And then they know each other so well that when you put them together, it's not even gold. It's better than gold.
And then, of course, Brock Lesnar coming out and doing his thing sort of end up being the icing on the cake scenario. Especially with Heyman emulating Punk's It's Clobbering Time, and then out comes Brock Lesnar. Good love little good. Screw you moments.
I summon the Brock!
Go, Brockmon! Yes,
why isn't that a wrestling gimmick?
What, a Pokemon trainer?
Why doesn't a manager just kind of walk out with like a red and white baseball cap, turn around, throw a Pokeball back to the curtain, and out comes the wrestler?
Funnily enough, I could see that happening with Paul Heyman, especially with his love of baseball hats. Oh, wow. So, any other thoughts we got on this one? Like, I know it's building the hype machine, like, huge for SummerSlam, which is good, because it's one of your big events of the year, and you really need to get the hype train behind it.
Oh, yeah.
And, to be honest, this is pretty much outshining everything so far.
Probably what's gotten the most attention easily, because everything else is just getting started up for SummerSlam, whereas this has been building.
Yeah. Now, the obvious next question would be, how are they going to top this? Are we going to get a Mark Henry situation where we've seen the ace played too soon?
The thing is, it's Punk and Heyman. If anyone can follow it, it's them.
Very true. I'm sorry for the long pauses tonight, people. It's just, yeah, Omega and I are out of sorts when it's working on both of us. He's eating. I'm sitting here with my back in spasms. It's awesome. I'm not even going to try for fucking segues. John Cena and Daniel Bryan. John Cena and Daniel Bryan. Yay! John chose Bryan, which we all knew was going to happen anyway.
Big shock.
Yeah.
It's only been in the dirt sheets for 2 months.
Yeah. You gotta sort of look at this, like, there was the whole thing of, Bryan's going to win Money in the Bank and he's going to cash it in at SummerSlam or something like that. Then they put it on Orton. And then they go ahead the next night on Raw anyway and have Cena choose Bryan. Do you think the sort of the new plan is one of those ones of, we want to give Bryan a chance, but we don't trust him, so we're going to have Orton as a safety net?
Not that. I mean, the dirt sheets called this one correct. If they call the rest of this feud correct, then it could work the way they're planning it out.
And how are they planning it out?
No. Spoiler alert. Apparently, at SummerSlam, the plan is to have Cena drop the belt to Bryan, only for Orton to cash in and make finally turn heel again.
I believe I called that one last week. Point that out.
I think we all call 90% of this shit on a weekly basis.
But I clearly called that after, you know, picking Orton to win the bank. Now, the bigger question is, when will the Bellas get involved?
Oh, God. I forgot about that part.
Well, I don't think they're going to get involved, like, right away, maybe down the line. But I had a chance to go back and rewatch the promo by Cena at the start of Raw. Did you happen to notice he made mention that he could choose to wrestle one of the Bellas?
Yeah. It's like,
I
John, have you already pinned one of them for three plenty of times?
Exactly. You've already done it once. Why do you need to do it again? Why would we want to pay to see it on pay-per-view?
Let me ask you about this. Are you both looking forward to Cena and Bryan tying it up at SummerSlam?
I'm looking forward to it. It's something different for sure. But at the same time, with the whole thing of Randy Orton's heel turn hanging over the top of it, that makes it sort of anticlimactic. It's like Cena and Bryan could go and put on a great match, only to have it overshadowed by Orton turning heel and Bryan being, you know, ripped off the title again before his time. You know, if you're going to do something like this, it needs to be felt like a proper feud. Whereas at the moment, because of the way, you know, rumors and such have come out, you're not going to get the same enjoyment out of it.
Unless they don't go with the predictable Orton heel turn.
But that's the thing. I don't think they're going to have much of a choice anymore, because how many heels are there for Cena to go up against? Take a look at last month. They had to revert to Mark Henry.
And your point is, Mark Henry worked for the role.
Yeah, but
for okay, one
so
month.
Where do you go left? Yeah, who's left?
I'm not saying he doesn't go heel. I'm saying, what if they wait for the heel turn a little bit longer? Let Bryan actually hold the title for a little while.
And then, sure, they could have like a rematch with Cena, but that's about it.
The hard part is they never get as much heat as they would if Orton takes it right off of Bryan.
Yeah. That's the unfortunate thing, is that Bryan is being... hate to use the phrase. He's the sacrificial goat in this one.
I was going with scapegoat, personally.
Yeah, we all have our own goat jokes we could have made for this.
What if Orton tries to cash in and he doesn't win the belt?
Impossible.
We said that about Cena.
Yeah, but then Cena got it back eventually.
It took him another, you know, what, 8-10 months?
Something like that.
So it's not like he got it right away. It took him a while.
Yeah, but Orton's had that time of the downturn. He's had the losses. He's had the rebuilding. As much as I hate to say it, the time is right to turn Orton heel. And unfortunately, it's going to come at the cost of a Daniel Bryan title reign. And the sooner they do it, the more heat they're going to get.
Cost of a reign, but not cost of a push?
They'd have rematches, but I don't think we'd see... Like, you might get maybe a month, because we've already had, you know, 4 matches over the past month and a half between Orton and Bryan. They've already played this out. Putting the title in isn't going to buy you another 2 to 3 months. It'll buy you a rematch, and that's it. So if it does go ahead and Bryan wins the belt in SummerSlam and Orton turns heel and takes it from him, you'll get a rematch on Raw, and that's it. It'll be the end of Daniel's push.
No, it's not. they wouldn't put Brian in a situation like this unless they knew how popular he was and that he could actually carry this. You're not going to get a rematch on Raw. What you're going to get is two guys who are both going to cash in their... Hang on. Piece of potato is coming back on me. Okay, I'm good. No, you got two guys who are going to put in for their return match at the same time. You're going to get a triple threat at the next pay-per-view.
That wouldn't be so bad.
I won't complain about it.
It's how they handle it from there. I honestly... If they want another, like, red-hot heel in the WWE, that's a good way of doing it. You know, give the fans what they want for a minute, and then end it. If you're confident that you can let Daniel Bryan take that hit in order to get Orton back to some kind of prominence in the WWE, I'm okay with that. So long as they know how to follow it up. That's the trick.
Good point.
Yeah, I can't argue with that.
Now the question is, would the win over Cena actually solidify Daniel Bryan before it goes to Orton?
It would have to, because he's going to beat him straight up one way or another. Whereas Orton's going to come in, it's going to be the usual Money in the Bank, right after the match, he's weak, he's defenseless, free title.
But that's sort of the point. It makes him, elevates the talent. And then in this case, Bryan would be elevated to that main event status, even though he doesn't have the belt.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. And if this happens, it's something you can't take away. Yeah, and in a way, it's more important than the belt. He beat Cena. First match in, with everything on the line, he wins. Can't take that away from him.
Yeah, very true. At least gives him credibility in terms of, being able to at least stay in the main event scene. Which is where I think a lot of people would prefer him to be at this stage. Wow. Great conversation there, guys.
Sorry, you caught me on my last bite.
Awesome. So, yeah. I don't know. Shall we go to break? I'm sorry. Dude, I am still wiped after the weekend and everything. It is just...
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, let's go to break. You're listening to this show.
Run!
I can't really call it much of a podcast. We'll be back after this break.
And now, haiku time, with Venedaso Diane, some dumb Aussie git.
Cheap Heat Radio. Not at all ripped off. Truly, we would never lie.
Opinions mixed. Many arguments will be had, but Lita is a slut.
Wild Talk Radio. Home of Cheap Heat Radio. inside Braden's belly.
Views expressed within, only those of Guy Talking, standard boilerplate.
Got an indie show? Promote it on our show, now. Many more people.
Wrestling gets discussed. Pop culture references made. Cheap Heat Radio.
Cheap Heat Radio. Our thoughts may not be true, but your sports team does suck.
We need ad ideas. Haikus are running their course. Next time the hosts rap.
Cheap Heat Radio. Join us at 8:30 time. 'Cause what else is on?
Every Saturday night, you never know what to expect when cigarette butts and bandanas hit the airwaves on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Ha ha! Is that Shell Station open? Ha ha ha! Daddy might have himself some cig. I just got across a fucking freeway that would kill me. 8 fucking lanes. 8 motherfucking lanes. Dude, the Godfather of me dies. He just fucking loses the match and keeps on ticking. Fucking 8 lanes, the motherfucking highway! Alright, if this place is closed, I'm gonna kill somebody. Yeah, this place looks like I might get robbed by a guy of slightly darker complexion than I am.
Do you have to run back across the highway?
Yeah, I know. I gotta run across fucking 3 lanes of highway now. God damn it. The bad thing is, I probably don't have $7 to my fucking name, so I'm gonna have to use my damn credit card or my debit card as a fucking way to pay for $7. Fuck, it fucking better be open. I fucking walked across 13 lanes of highway. They're not open. What the fuck? Are you sure you're not open?
Can I get a pack of Camel Light?
Hell yeah. Oh my god. Alright. Safe now. People aren't dying yet.
You ready, Rob? Now you gotta run again.
I do, because actually the fucking light's green, no one's coming, no one's turning, and I gotta go. Yes, I should have just crossed the other street, because now I gotta cross another street.
Steve,
man, somebody give me a goddamn... Ah, it's fucking Sunday, you can't buy beer. Wait a minute, what time is it?
It's 12:30.
I'm a goo. Ah, forget about it. Get it? All right, I'll just smoke my cigarettes and be fucking happy. Oh, no, that's fucking just perfect. Green light just came on this fucking... I'm about to get plowed by fucking 3 18-wheelers and a fucking Jeep Wrangler. Fuck me, man. I gotta light a cigarette for this run.
Whether you are a badass, a godfather, or anything in between, the answer is cigarette butts and bandanas live midnight, or as close as we can get, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
So now you get to enjoy that nicotine, huh?
Yeah.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show. From the big returns...
After 7 long years, finally, The Rock has come back to Monday Night Raw!
To a shocking moment.
Oh my God! No!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
I grew up locked in a basement, suffering severe psychological and emotional scarring when my brother set my parents on fire. From there, I shifted around among a series of mental institutions until I was grown, at which point I buried my brother alive. Twice. Since then, I've set a couple of people on fire and abducted various co-workers. Oh, and I once electrocuted a man's testicles.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio. Don't stop listening, or I will find you. I know where you live. I have Google Earth. If you smell what the rock is
And welcome back to Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the World Talk Radio Network. And pretty much, Rock's actually playing some decent music for once, which hopefully she would try and get us energized. But in the meantime...
What's with the theme of remixed themes?
That's the theme of the show, haven't you figured that out?
Where'd you dig those up?
YouTube. It was listed under what WWE themes would be like if they went to TNA.
I was going to say that.
And to be honest, they sound a lot better.
So that's kind of the mood for the...
They all just use the same heavy rock guitar, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it, like the Brock Lesnar one and, surprise, surprise, The Rock, I actually enjoy both of those remixes.
The Rock... No. Brock needs one. Bad.
Indeed.
That music is so dated.
Well, speaking of mixing things up, we found a Lindsay.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Are you coherent?
I am definitely coherent. I'm all chipper and happy.
Good. You can do the show. Omega, let's go.
Sweet. Go to bed.
Stay okay. Right where you're at.
What are we talking about?
Not going anywhere. We're going to get into a little bit more wrestling. I'll take over from your mix, if that's okay with you.
Well, I don't know. This segment just says this is the one where Omega jizzes all over everything.
Yes. So we start with the first...
Still dry!
And then we'll start with Vicky Guerrero gets hired. Reaction.
It's Omega. Not that one.
I know, but we'll get to that one first. Vicky Guerrero is now the new general manager of SmackDown?
Again.
Why?
Because they have
something
better?
Because, God.
Well, they bullshit! They've got something better! It's Teddy Long!
But is he really better?
No, for her to do. They have nothing better for her to do, apparently, because she's the only GM to be fired now, what, 5 times, and they keep rehiring her?
Pretty much, because she ran her usefulness as a manager, apparently. But yeah, Teddy's out, Booker's out. Oh, we're now with Vicky.
She might get more management jobs if she stopped fucking her clients.
But wouldn't that be an incentive to sign with her?
Do you see her ass in those shorts?
Okay, Rock.
I was not looking at her.
Do you know how Vicky sounds? Now she's a screamer.
She sort of sounds like...
Excuse me!
Just at a higher pitch. Maybe?
No, trust me.
All I'm saying is you don't take her to bed if you have glass in your bedroom. Or dogs.
Well, it's a good thing you have plastic, so you're good.
No, I've got glass too.
So, was it the wrong move to get rid of Booker and Teddy?
Booker, no. Teddy, yes.
Why yes to Teddy?
Because then we don't get tag matches. Who's going to be there to make our tag matches now?
It works its way back in.
In an age where they are trying to rebuild the tag division, why would you put him on the bench? He can be like the new Ron Simmons. Just any time a tag match needs to be made, he just comes out and makes it.
But
no one questions it. No one gives any reason for it or how he still has this authority. He just does it.
But hasn't that joke run its course now that WWE actually promotes the joke on their Twitter?
But they don't. No. They never acknowledge it on the air.
Not yet. Give Cole time.
Yeah, Teddy comes out and announces a tag match. Cole going, vintage! Vintage!
Pretty much.
Vintage Taylon.
I guess they want to give Teddy a break and maybe bring him back once Vicky fails, because we all can kind of see, I think, where this is going, where they're setting up an obvious feud between Vicky and Brad to sort of play into the Vince-Hunter-slash-Steph feud. So you've got basically dueling GMs. Vicky is Vince's pick, and I'm assuming that Steph and Hunter will either come to believe in Brad or they'll get rid of him and put somebody else, potentially someone like, oh, I don't know, maybe Teddy Long, in as their GM.
But putting Teddy Long, isn't that a rehash?
Isn't Vicky a rehash?
Yeah, that's why I'm saying it's about agreeing that Vicky's a good idea. I'm saying that's a rehash, too.
Has Teddy ever been GM of Raw?
No, but...
No.
Go ahead,
but think about it this way. Brad Maddox is the freshest the GM concept has been in years.
Well, oh, I don't disagree.
There was AJ last year. That was fresh.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
I missed
those. Yeah.
And we had Mike Hamley and the computer. So the GM on Raw's been fresh. Just whenever they put Vicky.
Not always been good, just fresh.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's true. Fresh is the key word. So, you know, the GM, they keep freshening it up, at least on Raw. SmackDown, well, it's been Teddy and Vicky and Booker. Usually just Teddy and Vicky.
Well, to be fair, SmackDown, at least as far as the GM is concerned, isn't necessarily as important as Raw. He slash she don't have as big of a part to play, potentially, in the show.
Do you guys agree with her with that?
Well, it's SmackDown, so, yeah.
Yeah, SmackDown.
SmackDown seems to run itself more than Raw does. It's mostly a consequence of having most of the bigger talent on Raw.
Well, also, Raw's live, so there's always that chaos of what's going to happen. You never know. There's that huge unpredictability, so you really do need an authority figure in place, at least on Monday Night Raw, to sort of help move things along on the show, because if the show just kind of runs itself, it's still good, it's still fine, but it's kind of like, eh? Every once in a while, it's nice to have somebody walk out and be like, all right, that's it, you and you, you're going to fight, and it's going to be this kind of match. Go.
Good point. Now, did they rush Vicky back to TV really, really quick?
I don't even think, there was a time where she wasn't on TV.
That's the point.
She got fired, had her little hug with Ryback in the backstage area, appeared the next week on Raw.
She
appeared on the pay-per-view, sorry.
She appeared on SmackDown, then the pay-per-view.
I don't watch SmackDown, so I don't care. So SmackDown, pay-per-view.
Wasn't she on the WWE app, begging for her job back?
On the app on Raw. She never really left. It was just she's there no matter what, and they just happened to put her on SmackDown.
Should they have actually written her off television?
Yes. Give us some time away from having her on television. That way, she has to actually be gone, and then there's a bit of a surprise when they bring her out as the SmackDown GM.
I would have liked to have seen her do more to get her job back, potentially, where she was at the pay-per-view or she was somewhere and she had a petition and she was trying to petition for her job back, and she goes through all these means to kind of get her job back, and then finally Vince makes it right, where he's like, okay, well, I'm going to make a GM again, but it's going to be of SmackDown. It's not going to be of Raw. Or something to that effect, where she's gone for a little bit, or she's not on TV in a authority role. And maybe she gets a following behind her, or something like that. she can do that, which at this stage I don't think she can.
No, I don't think she can.
But another way that you could potentially do it is if you want to put her and Ryback together, is Ryback sort of backs her up and he sort of helps to get her back into power by using brute force. He's kind of her enforcer.
That would mean you have to give credibility to Ryback. And after, you know, losing to The Miz like he did, that sort of kind of killed his credibility?
Well, you could rebuild it. Maybe.
I don't know. That's a hard one to come back from. What do you guys think?
I have no opinion when my mouth is full.
So many directions we could go with that, especially after last night.
We don't mention Saturday nights.
Oh, but they're so much fun.
You sure about that? I had a show hijacked. I don't know about you. No, seriously, my show was hijacked for 3 hours. It was interesting. Go back in the archive and, you know, listen. Anyway. We're talking about the general manager position and Vicky Guerrero and reestablishing Ryback as a legit monster. As sort of her backup enforcer.
So we go back to the idea of what she was doing with Edge, in a way.
Pretty much.
Screwing Ryback. Unless that's where they want to go. And you can
no.
I don't no. Know. No.
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 I love this show. It's easy to get them to go, no, no, no.
Yeah, we're doing a Daniel Bryan impression for the night. No!
Do you want to see Vicky and Ryback in a compromising position?
Vicky Guerrero and
was bad enough.
You know, we can bring back the Edge and lead a live sex
celebration. Oh! Hit and catch fire.
Oh, this is so much fun.
Right,
you're welcome. Tim Stein and walk off the show, damn it.
This is what your fucking Saturday Night Show has done. It's completely desensitized Rock, so he's immune to all this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, we'll move off of Vicky and go on to the other crazy chick in the land, and that's AJ, and she's been dumped by one Dolph Ziggler. About time, Mace?
Yeah. I'd say that sort of that relationship, quote unquote, has sort of run its course. It's time for the next stage of it, which is her being the crazy ex that's going to cost Ziggler every chance at a title for the next couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty much, yeah, it's right on time, and hopefully it should lead to some interesting promos and situations.
What do you think, Omega?
As long as she gets back to being the crazy little Looney Tune she is, I'm happy. It was one of those leftover things when they decided to turn Dolph face, and I think you could have handled it with a little less attitude, though the crowd popped for it, so, you know, what do I know? But, yeah, it's just one of those things that had to be done. It's kind of nature taking its course. And it's really weird here because as big as I am on Dolph right now, I really want to see where that little fruitcake goes next.
And if you watch SmackDown, she went crazy, Lindsay.
Get your crazy on, girl. Hit those chairs. Throw them. Try to hit Big E and watch your fist bounce off like they mean nothing.
That was really special.
That was really special. She's like smacking Big E on the chest, and it's not doing a thing. Like, he's not even being fazed by it. And you know she's probably hitting him as hard as she can. And it's just like, donk, 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 the whole time. And he's just like, stop it. Really, stop, stop. You're making a fool of yourself. Just stop. But, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I might have to see if I've still got SmackDown on the DVR.
You need to see this. You need to see this segment. It's kind of awesome. She legit, like, just freaks out, and it's awesome.
Omega, have you seen SmackDown?
No.
Okay. So I'll throw it back to Lindsay. And then Big E and AJ shared a special moment.
They did share a special moment. They almost kissed, and then he kissed her on the forehead and left her sort of confused. So I wonder if they're building to something between Big E and AJ, or if something that maybe Big E's playing her, or I don't know, but I'm curious to see where this goes.
Big E likes his career. Stay away.
Pretty much of that.
Friend point. Zone. Friend zone.
That's where exactly where he was putting her. So, Omega, are you looking forward to Big E versus Ziggy at possibly SummerSlam?
You did not just do that.
I did.
Oh my god.
Are you looking forward to it?
If I'm looking forward to it, it's because Dolph is going to... It's weird to say Dolph's going to carry the match and the guy he's facing is like twice his weight, but I don't know. It's kind of a strange match for Dolph. I can't remember when he's gone up against any big guys before. He's always wrestling very quick paced matches with guys who could kind of keep that pace.
He's sort of now moved up the ladder, so to speak, in that regard.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a very different type of match for him to work, so that part has me interested. How they work in the chemistry that these guys have had, because, you know, for those of us who have not watched NXT, all we know of Big E is his friendship with Dolph, so.
And he has big boobs.
Yeah, that too.
That too. What about you, Mace? Are you looking forward to Ziggler Langston at SummerSlam, possibly?
It'll be different. As many people know, I like different. From what I've seen, like, here's the thing. I've seen Big E on NXT. I see how he can wrestle against all different guys. It's going to be interesting to see how they play it off in the upper echelon environment. Because the way they portray Big E on NXT isn't the same way he's portrayed on Raw and SmackDown and everything else. Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering how they're going to play it, because Big E is a big, solid guy, and as Omega said, you know, Dolph's with the quick pace and everything. It's going to be interesting to watch Ziggler literally bounce off Big E. Because that's pretty much what's going to happen. Dolph's going to go for a cross body block off the top rope and just hit a wall. Mm-hmm. And Big E's just going to look at him and go, and...
Yeah. Think of any time Dolph has to bounce off the turnbuckle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now he's facing an opponent that's like that.
Exactly. This is definitely going to be one of those interesting how to take down the big man matches.
Yeah. Have you ever seen Bugs Bunny try to take down the big bald wrestler in the old Looney Tunes cartoons?
Mm-hmm.
They're just kind of bouncing off and not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be that.
Yeah.
Unless Dolph Ziggler can quickly dress in drag and to fool him, it's not going to work.
I don't even think that would fool him.
He may like it.
Let's
would be
go
scary.
There, shall we?
That would be.
Rock, it is.
There's a twist. There's a twist.
It is Sunday night, not Saturday night. Let's not go there.
But the card says to play the...
Oh!
What?
Anyway, we'll move on since, you know, they don't want to play evilness on the show. Chris Jericho is done, Omega. Are you going to miss him?
I miss Jericho every time he's... Do you miss one of the best performers that's ever graced the square circle when he's on?
Oh, no.
No.
No, not at all. I am far too burdened by quality matches and interesting promos.
Those Jinder Mahal matches are excellent. We don't need Chris Jericho.
Oh, man. When you're the low man in 3MB, you got to reevaluate your career.
Hey, don't hinder Jinder.
Don't hinder Jinder.
Hinder Jinder.
That is his slogan.
I'm going to scissor kick both of you for these puns. You know that.
Hey, you know what? It came out of Cena's mouth on Raw, therefore it is fair play. I'm just saying.
Anyway. Waiting for anyway, it still frightens me that Heath Slater is one day older than me.
And you both have matching red hair, so...
I do not have red hair.
They both have long hair. Dude, they could be brothers. They could totally be brothers.
Oh, okay, yes. Born 24 hours apart.
Yeah.
It could happen.
It could happen. It would kind of be awesome. Omega and Heath Slater, the new popular tag team. He can replace Jinder in three-man band.
I've got too much charisma to be in three-man band.
That means they might actually get a push.
This is assuming I want them to be pushed.
I mean, they
kind of work as the ragdolls of the WWE.
But if you're part of it, you would want that push.
And you and Drew could have a match over who has the better hair.
Omega's like, what did I agree to let Lindsay on this show?
I should have gone to bed.
You will tonight with nightmares of Drew McIntyre and Jinder.
Hey, I want to go back to the dream I had last night where I was with Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose, damn it. I want to go back to that dream. I'm just setting that precedent now.
Speared?
No. We were mountain climbing.
Mountain climbing.
I don't know.
Is that what the kids are calling it now?
They were there, they were pretty, and I woke up happy.
So, Mace, we want to ask you, does Omega fit in the three-man band? Since him and Heath Slater apparently...
I don't know. I haven't seen... Omega try to play air guitar or anything like that, so I don't know if he could sort of fit in there. Then you play the air triangle.
That would be interesting. We should go to a video soon, Omega.
But then again, you know, Omega actually knows how to cut a promo, so...
So he would be the lead singer, then.
Here's the thing. I've never stepped foot in a wrestling ring, but I'm pretty sure my win-loss record is better than 3MB's.
Probably. Anyway, back to the point before Omega decides to kill us. You gonna miss Jericho?
Decides. I'm deciding how.
Mace. Oh, you'll miss us.
Mace.
With the first bullet, yes.
Yeah. Mace, you gonna miss Chris Jericho now that he's gone?
Not really.
Really? You're not gonna miss him? Well, okay then. Lindsay, are you going to miss Chris Jericho?
Yes and no. They, really since, I guess, Mania, and maybe even a little before that, they haven't been doing a lot with Jericho. So it's kind of like, okay. And he's there, and he's a nice presence, and he cuts wonderful promos, and he's great in the ring, and he's Jericho, and so therefore he's awesome, but he hasn't been involved in any really good... solid heavy fuse recently, so it's kind of like yay when he's there, but otherwise, you know, you can kind of get along without him. And that's really sad to say.
It is kind of sad to say.
This is the year he's kind of given to the younger talent. he said in interviews before that that was kind of his focus, is trying to build up the next stars rather than try to get back into the spotlight. Which, yeah, he's jobbed a lot of matches and he's taken a lot of hits to his his credibility's taken a lot of hits for the sake of getting other guys over. Which,
I don't think it has.
Well, he's Jericho, so he's built up enough that it really doesn't get hurt at all. But, if you put him in a match with somebody and you want to get him over, you put him in a match with Jericho and you let him go over. I mean, it's why we got the match on Monday night. Yes.
It works for everybody except Ryback. And possibly Curtis Axel. Jury's still out on that one.
Jericho's not a miracle worker.
He should be.
Just because his name is biblical does not mean he's a miracle.
Well, then damn it, that's false advertising.
Apparently, we're going to change a little topic really quick. Ryback has a Twitter. Ryback22 on Twitter. Here's a new hashtag. Feed me morons. Yeah. His first tweet, wake up you feed me morons. I'm back. So all you low-life, negative, thought-producing waste of space have a hero to tell you how much you suck.
Okay, this can be handled either one of two ways. Either he's trying real hard to be a heel and failing hardcore.
or
he's suddenly developed a massive ego and is turning into one of the biggest douchebags in wrestling.
Well,
I'm more inclined to go with option one.
Well, he follows it up with pathetic complainers. If I sat around and was miserable, I too would just critique everyone else in the world who ruled.
Feed me morons.
And then somebody tweets him, "One without a championship ever does not rule in any way. Work on it." To which he replies, "My bank account says different, big guy." This is like a warrior promo almost in text.
This is option two.
Negativity towards me will be blocked. If you can't handle the truth, you just get lost. Those who want it, come get it. The big guy gets his way.
Okay, I don't want it, so you can just go the other way, dude.
look,
out the door.
I reckon give it an hour, they'll be gone. Those tweets will be gone, pure and simple. He's acting like an asshole to the fans in a way that sort of makes sense for his character, but at the same way, he's definitely pushing a real-life ego. That'll get picked up by management, they'll be gone with it.
I also don't think they'll appreciate the fact that they've got a superstar saying, a heel superstar saying, "I'm going to block any of you negative assholes." You're a heel. That's what you have going for you right now. People hate you.
Just sitting here reading this makes me wish Bray Wyatt tweeted more. Just pointing that out. And the Shield. I wish the Shield tweeted more, too.
They only tweet during their matches.
I'm going to do my best to be blocked by Ryback.
Go for it, Mace. Go for
it. Straight away. Straight at Ryback. Can't handle the heat. Get out of the business, jackass.
Did you use the tagline, "Feed me morons"?
No, but I could probably go and edit that.
Probably should. That might actually get his attention.
Good point.
Well, Mace does that. I say we take a break.
Okay, sounds good.
So, when we come back, we will get into a little debate about Stone Cold Steve Austin. This is WTR, Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Will there be a Tim Stein at some point on the show? Well, just stay tuned. It may or may not happen. We're back. Live right here, WildTalkRadio.com. Then he's getting weak. When hell.
look around, they're skin and walk. They hear me talk, I make them feel like they're on cloud nine. Just a sexy boy, I'm not your boy toy.
Calling all pro wrestling fans, don't forget to check out PWmania.com. Again, the web address is PWmania.com. It's the best place on the internet today to get your late-breaking pro wrestling news and spoilers. We also have exclusive interviews, exclusive live results coverage of pay-per-views, rare photos, videos, divas, knockouts, and more. Exclusive writers, pro wrestler columns as well, where you can get a real insider's view of the world of professional wrestling. Bookmark it today, right now. It is PWmania.com.
Every Thursday night, we bring to you The Rock.
These people yearn for enlightenment. But who do they have to turn to? Who do they have to place upon a pedestal so that they may bask in the glow of their own essence? In short, the answer is no one.
We bring you a complete recap of Impact Wrestling, along with all of the latest news and unique discussions about the world of professional wrestling.
Sure, there are those who attempt to appeal to the unwashed masses, but they are nothing more than false prophets whom I will expose.
Join us Thursday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern, for The Rock.
I am the bright beam of enlightenment that will serve as the avenging sword of taste and decency.
Redefining pro wrestling talk from the fans, for the fans, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You're welcome!
Once in a while, we here at the Wild Talk Radio Network are asked to fill in the blank.
The World Series of Gladiatorial Combat. The World Series of a cop who is also a dog. The World Series of whining like a little bitch. The World Series of Seduction, the World Series of Racism, the World Series of Grave Robbing. At least four here I could imagine ESPN2 running.
And when we fill in the blank, you never know exactly what we might say.
Yeah, there's opposable thumbs. Although, if you prohibit a Spartan of Mole wearing aviator goggles, who flies the plane?
Yeah, good question.
This is
well, it's Canada that switched over to beavers with aviator goggles.
Ah. Right on 2020, what you don't know about a horse licking horse cum off its hoof could kill you.
I thought I was a sick motherfucker.
Yeah, we thought so, but anyway.
What you don't know about a horse licking cum could kill you!
Dude, play this deck with the best decision ever!
I'm going.
What the fuck?
That is not right.
That's. I'll be arousing.
Join us for Cards Against Humanity when the clock strikes evil. Right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, because I am absolutely oozing with this. And when I piss excellence. And when I shit charisma.
Yeah, you do.
Wow.
Yeah.
That should be on a bumper sticker.
For those just tuning in and missed the pre-show, here's a summary.
Tuesday nights, the Wild Talk Radio Network brings you Kayfabe Wrestling Radio with me, Alan Wojcik, and the Spud Guy. We'll bring you interviews with the biggest names from the past, present, and future in pro wrestling.
Hey everybody, this is Ed Buck. It's me. It's that D-O-double-G.
This is Jessica Havoc.
Hey everyone, this is Stevie Richards.
This is Harley Race.
The franchise Shane Douglas.
Plus, insights from the people who cover the business. It's Kayfabe Wrestling Radio, 9 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
This is Hotshot Johnny Devine, and you're listening to Wrestle Talk Radio. And all you slackjawed troglodytes out there, remember something. Wrestling is all about talent. Wrestle Talk Radio has talent, and it's the only station that's divine.
And just excuse me for a moment while I take off my pink and black sunglasses. You are listening to Rest Talk Radio. I'm here with Omega and Lindsay. And we're going to get straight back into it with some sort of, like, thing to do with Steve Austin.
We're going to talk about Stone Cold Steve Austin, Mace.
Because he said so?
Because he said so. And apparently he's talking kind of sort of about a return to WWE in 2014. Maybe it's kind of sort of. There's a rumor circulating that he could possibly be involved in WrestleMania next year.
It's that same rumor that floats around once every year.
Mm-hmm. But this time it has a name attached to the rumor.
Ooh.
In the terms of a scheduled match up against Triple H.
Boo!
Not a fan of Austin Hunter one more time.
Oh, look, we're going to bring back somebody who, you know, has a good enough name that could propel any superstar on the roster who could actually work into a superstar spotlight, and we're wasting it with Triple H. You're wasting it. You put part-timer against part-timer. Or part-timer versus no-timer, in the case of Austin. Why? Yeah, you know, it's one of these things that does not make sense. Yeah, you know, you're on the cusp of the true essence of a new generation of wrestlers, with guys like CM Punk and Daniel Bryan leading the charge, and yet you want to use one of the biggest names from the Attitude Era in a match with a guy who is retired to the fucking office. Instead of propelling what should be a great feud, and we know it would be, between Austin and Punk.
But does that bring up the fact that Austin isn't satisfied where Punk is at the moment?
I don't think so. I think it's more Austin wants to play it. If he's going to come in, he wants to know that he's safe. He wants to go up against somebody he's good for. I can understand that. But at the same time, it's like, we want to make a small pile of money versus we want to roll around in a big money bin like Scrooge McDuck. Tell me which option looks better.
But to the outside world, is CM Punk that big enough star for Steve Austin to come back and fight?
To the casual wrestling fan, the hardcore wrestling fan, any wrestling fan, CM Punk versus Austin is money. Big money.
Put on a stage like WrestleMania, you attract other people outside the wrestling fan.
And you know what? You have the name of Steve Austin, that's going to draw those people in. Then they're going to see CM Punk going up against Austin. They're going to get interested in this CM Punk guy. Rather than, oh look, we're getting a replay of 1998 between Triple H and Stone Cold Steve Austin. I'm all for nostalgia goggles. But honestly, if you're going to bring Austin in, I'd rather see him putting over somebody younger, somebody in the next generation of wrestlers, rather than a guy who sits in a fucking office for 364 days a year. But that's just me. I actually like the idea of making money over stupidity.
So, Omega, you want to chime in?
Ditto.
Excellent conversation. back it up a little bit. We're called a debate, conversation, you know.
There's nothing to debate here. He's right. I understand they want to bring in Austin because he was the biggest name of their biggest era. They want him to come back for one more match. Okay, all that, yada yada. And the idea for Triple H is, well, it's actually twofold. Number one, it is someone that he's going to be safe against. Austin has been away from the ring for a while. He's got nagging injuries that are the reason that he stopped wrestling in the first place. And yeah, if he's going to go back for one last match, he'd probably prefer to be someone who knows exactly how he can work and know what to be careful of. And at the same time, it's also supposedly playing into this power struggle McMahon storyline where Triple H is vying for control of the WWE and Vince has a representative to regain control, and apparently the representative is going to be Austin. So, you know, let's kind of forget the fact they're supposed to hate each other's guts, and the last time they worked together, it was one of the biggest flops they ever attempted. It's just not a story that makes sense. Okay, we get a big match. It's the biggest name. It's two of the biggest names from the Attitude Era, but the hokiness is just like one step away from being The Rock and Austin, number 4,868.
Right. All right, let's step back a little bit. All right, step back of Hunter being the guy. Does Steve Austin fit actually into a PG environment? Because
Austin doesn't belong in a PG environment, but then again, it's Austin. They'll just beep his stuff. That's fine. You know, even Austin Censored is still entertaining, because we know, like, those of us that have been Austin fans know his mannerisms, know how he talks, and that's fine. If we get a censored version of it, at least it's better than nothing.
Agree, disagree, Lindsay or Omega?
I don't know. I don't think a censored Austin would work. It's Austin. The one thing he's known for is never holding back. He's not... So for them to suddenly say, oh, well, you know, you can't drink beer and say, oh, hell yeah, and flip people off, and not generally not do everything that you kind of sort of did to get over, is a little ridiculous. That's sort of a waste of bringing him back. I mean, it's kind of going to be the same thing of if Austin comes back, they're going to expect, it's going to be basically the Rock principle. They're going to expect Steve Austin. And if they get anything less than what the Steve Austin essentially that they remember, people are going to shit all over it.
It's not, yeah, but you've jumped to the extreme of the censorship. Yeah, they'll still have him drink beer. They've had that happen every time he's come back for a special appearance.
But
that's
really
not
going to
change.
The only things
that they will censor, I can guarantee you, two phrases: goddamn and son of a bitch. They're the only two phrases that Austin will utter on a constant basis that will be censored. Everything else will still be Austin. And maybe they just angle the camera slightly down so you can't see the middle finger. That's it.
Well, if I recall right, when Austin does come out now during the PG era, if he raises a finger, it's his index. It ain't the traditional salute anymore.
But it's not about the language. It was sort of the attitude of Steve Austin. Does that sort of attitude work, that rebellious attitude work nowadays?
For Austin, yes. It doesn't matter how much times change or anything like that. the second you hear the glass shatter and that music hits and he comes out, it's Austin all the way. His attitude, it doesn't matter what error it is, it's still going to be him being him. And it works. Like, okay, yeah, up against a guy like Triple H, it's going to be a battle of who was the bigger guy back then. Against a guy like CM Punk or Daniel Bryan, it's going to be, your era is over, your time is over, step aside, let me through.
Keep in mind, last time Triple H was at Mania, his match was the end of an era. Let's leave it that way and not rehash the era one last time.
But is this rehashing the era? If they make it about the Attitude Era, yeah, I can see that. But if they make it more about the fact that this is old school versus new school in the sense of Hunter is fighting Vince for control of the company, that's a completely different story to tell. But I think the better question is would the Steve Austin in any incarnation that we know fight for Vince McMahon, especially when it comes for control of the WWE?
Hell no. Pure and simple, hell no. We've seen Austin teaming with McMahon once, and it was bad.
Austin sung.
Hey, him singing was
funny. And he thought his
funny.
Watch was talking.
Hey, Austin singing was funny.
And it gave us the what.
Which, if... hey.
And if he comes back, it's going to return.
We're still dealing with the fucking what chance today.
Over 10 years later.
And nobody knows what it meant anymore.
It's okay, it's still popular to chant.
It kind of sort of is. So do we want? I'll boil it down to this: do we want to see a Steve Austin return for WrestleMania next year?
This is the thing. It's to say yes or no to a Steve Austin return at this point isn't something that can really be done, because we need to know more. You know, is it going to be against a guy like Triple H, and drag Austin into that storyline, which is going to really not be a good thing? Is it going to be against one of the younger guys so that he can put them over? You know, there's too many variables at this stage to say a yes or no. Do we want to see an Austin return?
Well, just go with your gut. I mean, just as a fan, Do you want to see Austin come back one more time? Regardless of who he's facing, do you want to see him come back and potentially get a break one more time?
But that's the thing. I can't answer that without knowing who he's up against. Deep down in my gut, yes, I want to see an Austin return, but I want to see it for the right reason. I want to see it for putting over the next generation of guys. I want to see it for passing the torch.
But has Austin ever really passed the torch?
No, he hasn't, which makes it even better. If he was the guy... If he goes up against one of the younger guys and puts them over, that's going to speak volumes about the next guy who's going to lead the business for the next 10 years.
But in his return match, his one-time return, would Austin actually put someone over?
I was going to say.
You know what? I reckon he would.
Yeah, he's Austin, very old Austin's school in that matter.
Yeah, Austin's old school. Austin knows business.
But when it
he will still get his post-match stunner. He'll still get his beer drinking at the end. He'll still be the guy that stands at the end of the match.
But that's not putting anyone over then.
You put them over in the three count. You put them over in the match.
But does the
Then after that, it becomes Austin being Austin.
But does that cancel out the three count by Austin being Austin and getting the stunner and doing everything he does and leave the guy that he just beat in the middle of the ring?
Nope.
Why doesn't
because
it? Because we made the same argument.
Let me put it to you this way. Did Austin bury Brock and Goldberg at 20?
Yeah, he did.
When he refereed?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, well, they were on their way out, so fine,
yeah,
bury them.
There was much that could be done. They buried themselves, to be honest.
Oh, yeah.
But
in the end, it was Austin being Austin.
But we had this argument, you know, 3-4 months ago, not an argument, we had a discussion of, remember WrestleMania where Mark Henry beat Ryback and then Ryback put him out? Did we realize that Mark Henry won the match the next day? No, because Ryback put him out afterwards. Same purpose, two different people.
Well, keep in mind, we're not necessarily saying that, you know, Austin has to be, you know, or Austin's opponent has to be the one to get stunned here. You know, let's say they do this. Let's say they go with the Triple H versus Vince McMahon for control of the WWE storyline. Vince brings in Austin. Let's just say they actually do the smart thing and Triple H actually picks Punk to represent.
They're not going to do that.
You never know. Because Brock's apparently going to be busy with The Rock.
Let's put two rebels up against each other for control of the company.
The thing is, as Austin said in an interview, that Punk isn't as mainstream as he wants him to be to face him. So if Austin is hesitant on him and doesn't want to face him, Punk's not going to be the one picked. Because ultimately, it's going to be Austin that makes the call on who he faces.
Very true, but at the same time, sure, Punk's not as mainstream as Austin would like, but then again, we're talking two completely different, you know, times of the business here. When Austin was mainstream, that was when wrestling was all over the place. It was constantly looked into by mainstream media. It was constantly looked into by millions upon millions of people. You know, the shows were pulling 5-6s in the ratings. Today is a different story. Wrestling has now become more of a you don't talk about that type of thing or else you're an idiot again. It's not covered in the mainstream media. These guys aren't appearing on television shows anymore. You know, the excitement isn't there in the general public, which is why Punk isn't as well known as Austin was back in his day.
I don't know. I would disagree with that. You still have guys appearing on
television shows. Okay, all right. I'm going to test your knowledge here a little bit.
Okay.
During the early 2000s, how many guys did you see from the WWF/WWE at the time show up on shows? You know, other TV shows. I'm talking like kids sitcom programming, adult sitcoms, game shows, and that compared to the last 5 years, 5 or 10 years.
I would say that the guys are potentially doing more now than they did in the early 2000s.
I'm not talking, but okay, you take out things like charity appearances, you know, the convention side of things. I'm talking mainstream television.
See, Chris Jericho had his own, it was on Dancing with the Stars, plus he had his own TV show on Sci-Fi. You've had multiple wrestler appearances on other sci-fi shows. CM Punk and Kofi Kingston were both on Scare Tactic.
One of the ghost shows. That you've had people on USA Network programs repeatedly.
Plus, not to mention the Kimmel appearances and all the talk show appearances that Cena and Punk and various other people have done.
Yeah,
within the last few years.
Yeah, you think of the rounds The Miz was doing. They loved sending him on media rounds.
By the way, this is breaking news, kind of, sort of. Miz is going to be the host of SummerSlam.
Hoorah!
And clip.
It's so pathetic, because that's what he started doing.
I know, right?
God, how much farther are you going to make him fall?
When he puts back on the fedora and goes, "This is a true story."
But if you actually let The Miz be The Miz that he is during like Comic-Con, that would be an entertaining Miz. Because him and Ziggler, if you haven't seen it, it's on the Wild Talk Radio Network Facebook page. Them going back and forth at Comic-Con was tremendous. Just point that out.
Yeah, but that's the big unfortunate thing about, like, the guys that they are there aren't the guys that you'll see when they do the hosting thing on WWE television, because they have to be in gimmick.
Right.
It's like watching two completely different people.
Right.
But
anyway, back to our point. They are out in the mainstream more. They really are. And you know, you talk about... when you go back to the early 2000s, who was on what television show? You had, what, Triple H on Drew Carey for a few seconds?
It was a couple cameos during the thing.
But he, you know, who else?
Shawn Michaels was on Baywatch.
Okay.
And then he showed his dick.
But that was but that's pre-attitude. I remember this. That's pre-attitude.
I'm just pointing it out.
Anyway, continue.
Was
you're
it
asking,
on
you're
Nash
asking
Bridges?
Me when they had more exposure.
Austin was on Nash Bridges. I think Austin was on the Walker Texas Ranger show at one point.
Uh-huh. See,
he appeared on VIP. Yeah, Edge and Blade movie.
Big Show in Waterboy.
Yeah, Foley on just about any kid show he could get his hands on.
So basically, it's been the same. If, you know, I think they both cancel each other out, so that, you know, begs the question, why isn't CM Punk more mainstream?
I think Mace nailed it right from the get-go. The audience just isn't as big as it used to be. I mean, they're still doing the same media tours, but that doesn't mean as many people are paying attention.
Well, we can leave that there, because we'll just go round and round, and this ain't a round table, and it's not fancy, so we'll leave it there, unless anyone has another point they want to make.
No,
I'm good.
So it's time for buy or sell.
I think we need a little question and answer time.
It's now time for this week's edition of Buy.
Yes! 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 Yes!
Or sell?
No! 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 No!
Buy or sell Chris Sabin as the new TNA World Heavyweight Champion, Mace?
Well, thank you for spoiling Impact for me, Rock.
Well, it's been four days, so, you know.
Where have I been for the last few days, dude? I've been at a convention. I've been writing up articles. I haven't had time to catch up on wrestling.
Oh, that's not my fault. Anyway, buy or sell.
Fuck you. That's my answer. Fuck you. That is my answer.
That's not an answer. So
ask me again next week after I've seen it.
No, I'm asking you now. Buy or sell.
I refuse to give you an answer.
Buy or sell.
Fuck you.
Buy or sell.
Fuck you.
Buy or sell.
Fuck you.
I can keep this up all night. Buy or sell.
So can I. Fuck you.
Buy or sell.
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 I'm a bear.
I'm a dragon.
I'm Spider-Man.
Just answer the question.
Fuck you.
Answer the question.
Fuck you.
That answer is his answer. Just move on.
Lindsay, buy or sell, since someone doesn't want to play along. Continue.
What was the question again?
Chris Sabin is the world champion. Buy or sell.
Buy it. Totally buy it. I think it was an awesome moment. Saban's earned it. He's more than earned it. It's great to see that they kind of sort of had that passing the torch moment where it was, oh, hey, you know, nobody saw Chris Sabin coming. And, oh, look, he just beat their biggest heel for the TNA World title on a very, very, it wasn't pay-per-view, but it was essentially a pay-per-view on TV type thing, which they made it a big deal, and they're making it a big deal, and that's awesome that they're doing that. So, yeah, buy it.
Omega, buy or sell Chris Sabin as the World Heavyweight Champion in TNA?
Fuck you.
That doesn't work for you. Continue.
Buy it. Great performer. He's been there forever. Anytime they give that belt to someone who's actually been there a long time and has actually earned the right to carry that belt in the company, that's good for business. And I'm thrilled we have a world champion who named himself after a character in one of the best video games ever.
Moving on, by ourselves, Road Dogg added to the WWE creative team, Mace.
Yeah, I'll buy it. Only because he's probably a better choice than half of the other retards that they've hired over the last couple of years.
Omega, buy or sell?
I missed the question.
Road Dogg, WWE creative team, buy or sell?
Oh. Buy. I think we've said it for years that someone who actually knows how wrestling works needs to actually be involved in the creative process. You know, so maybe the idiots they hire off of soap operas and Nickelodeon might actually know what the hell they're doing.
Lindsay, buy or sell?
I'll give it a chance. I'll buy it. But I'm keeping the receipt just in case.
Buy or sell the excitement over the Big Show returning this Monday night on Raw, Lindsay?
So, I'm sorry. I like Big Show as a person. I think he seems like a nice guy, but he just really does nothing for me anymore.
Mace?
Sell what excitement?
They did a promo.
When?
Friday.
Wow.
I know.
On SmackDown, the show no one gives a shit about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll stick with Cell.
Omega, are you excited?
You know, I saw the Big Show's little documentary on Netflix the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And it is very impressive the commitment he has to the WWE and all the challenges he faces to do it. The guy's got his own tour bus because he can't go by plane anymore. It's too big. He just sounds like a really really cool guy and faces through a lot of different adversities. Actually sticks with it and is still very game for being in the ring. Sell it. He's boring.
Now, this one requires, have we all seen the new TNA X Division title belt?
I have. I saw a picture that you posted on the Facebook page.
Omega, have you seen the new belt?
I'm pretty sure I have. I need a refresher.
All right, there's the belt. Buy or sell, Mace, the new TNA X Division title.
Drop it in the trash and set it on fire.
Lindsay.
I'm going to go with Mace. Sell it. It does nothing for me. I thought the old belt was better, and this one just seems very generic. It seems, I said it on Thursday, it seems like something that they went to a make-your-own-custom-belt site, paid $300 for it, and there it is. And I hate to be down on it, but yeah, it does nothing for me. It doesn't scream X Division. There's no pop to it.
It screams overdone indie belt in Photoshop. That's what this is. Something you'd see if somebody who knew how to make their own belts ran an indie company and just went apeshit on Photoshop. This is the belt you get, and it looks horrible.
Omega, buy or sell?
I'm buying it.
Why?
I hated that big red X. I fucking hated that belt. It made me feel like, okay, every time I saw that belt, either iteration of it, that big red X just made me think, picture failed to load. Click here to exit. You know, the belt, the old X Division belts, that's really all they had. It was the big red X, and it said Division over the X. Big deal. I don't know. It's very opposite to me. I found no personality to that one. This one, I'm far more into. I like this. I like how the plate has the X shape molded into it. I like this echo effect of kind of like residual X's kind of trailing off into that big blue one in the center. I like the wings off the sides of the X and the hint of the globe behind it. It kind of reminds me of the old Attitude Era Intercontinental belt.
I was just going to give you a compliment for not bringing that up, and then you do it. Damn.
Yeah, sorry. That's what I see. That's what I'm saying.
Because that's what everybody has said. It's a combination of the Intercontinental title and the NXT title. Been the meme going around for the last
so in one belt, TNA has stolen two WWE belt concepts.
According to the internet.
Well, keep in mind, globes and wings are used in championship belts all over. You know, they were just as copied when WWE first made the winged eagle.
Right.
See, in a day where we have tag team belts with Roman soldiers shaped like pennies and giant fuck-off logos for belts, I'm happy to see a championship belt with some traditional elements.
So there you go.
So you must like globes, because you got globes inside of globes inside of globes.
Yo, dog.
It's now time to move on to the great debate.
Welcome to this week's Great Debate. Join the hosts as they debate the greatest WWE champion of all time.
When that bell rings and the match is over, you are looking at the next WWE champion, and that's the Bobby Stone Cold Sexton.
This belongs to me, and this you earn. With blood, with sweat, with tears, and for 428 days, I have done just that. I have earned this. I have earned the right to be called champion. I have earned the right to be the man.
Now, step into the ring with us for this week's great debate.
Oh, Mace reminded me of something. We have to get through something really, really quickly. See, this is what happens when you say things in chat, and then I remember, oh yeah, I'm supposed to go through that. This Saturday night is Canadian All-Pro. Saddle up. Go to CanadianAllPro.com for details. You can buy your tickets. Doors open, I think, 6:30 Mountain Time.
Aren't the plugs meant to be at the end of the show?
This was supposed to be a preview. Go see Johnny Devine punch people in the face. Now on to the great debate. Ric Flair versus Shawn Michaels, Mace.
Fuck you.
No.
Someone's still better.
Damn it! I don't want to pick.
You have to pick.
You got one of the greatest champions of all time against, like, one of the most flamboyant champions of all time, and I don't want to pick.
You have to pick.
You know what? When things get this bad, we must go to the almighty coin.
Don't use a coin. Actually, pick.
I'm gonna have to, because I can't decide. Like, to be honest, these guys are on equal footing in my mind.
Are they? Are they actually? When it comes to WWE. Use the WWE as your basis, not all Flair's title runs, WWE.
And if you're going to do it that way, then yeah, Shawn Michaels.
Because
why did you have to do that?
Because this is the debate. It's the greatest WWE champion of all time.
So much more fun to listen to him squirm.
Yeah, I want a legit answer though, because this is he was going off of title wins, not who the person was in the company. The debate is WWE.
Then fine, Shawn Michaels, fuck off.
Lindsay.
Shawn Michaels.
No qualms about it?
No qualms about it. This is going to sound really wrong, but by the time I saw any of Flair's title runs in WWE, he had long since peaked and was on his way down. And granted, Shawn had peaked too, but he was in a better place than Rick was. And his body was in a better place, so... Yeah, Shawn.
Omega.
Based on WWE Championship, that's fairly easy. It's Shawn Michaels.
Well, that is the reason for the bait. So Shawn Michaels moves on. Hulk Hogan versus Stone Cold Steve Austin Mace.
Omega's going to be happy because I got to squirm again. Because you've got... the champion of the Attitude Era, the guy who basically ran the entire thing in Austin, especially in the World Heavyweight title, versus the guy who basically ran wrestling in the 80s in Hulk Hogan. Both guys, both very accomplished champions, both used the title, become household names in the business. Both very entertaining for their era. To be honest, when I used to watch Austin in the 90s, I'd think back to Hogan in the 80s. Every time you saw Austin headlining a pay-per-view or something where he was going in as a challenger, you knew he was going to get the belt. If he had the belt going into the pay-per-view, then you knew he was going to retain. Both men had the exact same thing working for them. Can I please go to the coin on this one?
No. Make a decision.
Come back to me. Like seriously, I cannot make up my mind on the spot about this. I need to think.
Lindsay.
Gotta go with Austin.
Why?
I saw him. I saw his reigns, honestly, and also bias against Hogan.
Okay, so that's one for Steve Austin. Omega.
Oh, have fun, Mace. Hogan.
Fuck you.
Why Hogan?
Austin reinvented wrestling. He is the cornerstone for what made it popular again. But it was at an age where he wasn't the only one holding it up, and there were other options that made the competition that actually brought all of them to life. Hogan became mainstream at a time when wrestling was nothing. It was not national. It was not mainstream in the least. And he brought it to a time where he became a household name. He was the hero of the country. He had his own freaking cartoon based solely on how popular he was. Basically, it's a question of your forebears. In Austin, yes, reinvented the entire industry. The industry wouldn't be what it was, or wouldn't even be a footnote when Austin was around, if it hadn't been for Hogan. He was the original. He is the prototypical, great of wrestling.
Mace.
Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, and fuck you.
Blame Rock. These two should never be up against each other this early.
Hey,
yeah, no shit.
Don't blame me. I passed it on to all of you, and you guys could have changed it up any way you wanted. So that argument doesn't work. Just point that out.
I'm gonna go with Hogan.
Ooh, why?
Gotta go over the originator.
Okay. So we're now down to our final eight. Next week, Bruno versus JBL, and Edge versus Rob Van Dam in the Great Debate.
You're going to make me do something I'm not happy about.
But Omega, here's the thing. You're not going to be here next week. Right? So you don't have to make... You're not making that call, are you?
Right. I'm going to be unconscious this time next week.
No, he's going to pre-record his answers.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Like Mace would do when he was not around. There you go. Mesa screwed you. So think about it after the show. We'll record your answer.
How does that bus feel, buddy?
Nice and warm, thank you.
Now it's time for quick hits.
Let's do it.
Time now for some Russell Talk Radio quick hits.
Wow.
That's right, it's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them.
Wow.
Step up to the plate and get ready for some Russell Talk Radio quick hits.
God, people need to remember, I'm doing a damn show at the moment. Thanks, appreciate it. You know, can't kind of, you know, hold different conversations. Anyway, Lindsay's playing the part of Tim tonight. So
I should be cranky and Canadian and refuse to answer everything?
Mm-hmm.
So you've also ruined her hotness, thank you.
Yeah. So, Lindsay as Tim, who is your favorite wrestler in TNA? There was a backstory behind this, because Owen, Tim's son's now a fan of Impact Wrestling, so I'm trying to get Tim more into TNA.
Okay, so I'm Canadian, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, so... EY!
What? EY?
Because fishing, maple syrup, and pancakes.
There you go! And hockey!
Mace, does an emo vampire bite himself?
Emo vampire bites himself.
Mm-hmm. Does an emo vampire bite himself?
Not really.
You sure?
I wouldn't say so, but he just keeps cutting away because he just keeps cutting his arm off because of, well, it regrows, supposedly, in some vampire lore. And he doesn't feel pain anyway, so he can get away with it forever and a day.
Omega, do you think an only child invented the boomerang?
That's horrible.
So your answer is what?
No, I think a lazy hunter invented the boomerang. Oh, fuck, man. Okay, if I hit that... Okay, if I hit that dingo... Then I'm gonna have to walk over there and get it anyway. But if I miss... Fuck it.
Want to take a phone call? Really quickly?
Sure.
We have a caller online. Caller, you're on WTR Sunday night. What can we do for you?
James Stewart. Storm, not EY and hockey, damn it.
Hi, Tim.
Hello. I'm home.
I was trying to be Canadian. What do you want
from me? You got it all wrong. I don't pick a Canadian wrestler because I'm Canadian. I'll pick a Canadian wrestler because the fucker's good.
EY's good?
Yeah, but I'm not picking him because you're picking him because you're figuring that's how I pick him because he's Canadian, eh?
Gee, so it's better that she decided to say EY other than your usual pick of Bret fucking Hart.
He's not in TNA, you dumbass Aussie!
Hey, he is watching.
He at least knew that much.
Jesus motherfucking Christ.
Good to see you finally paying attention to the show for once, Tim.
What show?
Exactly.
What?
I can put the music back on now. It's Tim. So Lindsay and Tim will be answering the same questions. So.
Okay.
We'll start with Tim for the Tim question and throw it to Lindsay. Tim, is James Bond a good spy or just a guy who gets captured every mission?
I missed that completely because that sounded like absolute crap with this connection. Try it again.
Why don't you get on Skype, genius?
I am on Skype.
All right, how about this? We'll add you into the fucking call. That would make things much easier, so, you know, it sounds like you're actually here, and you could have just picked up Skype and called in. Genius. Hey, look at that.
Jackass, I called on Skype, you bonehead.
It came through a phone number, Tim.
Well, I click call, you know, call your number, and that's what happened.
Oh, you called the phone number, that's what happened. Anyway, so, is James Bond a good spy or just a guy who gets captured every mission?
James Bond is a good spy.
He's a good spy.
Are you deaf?
I was answering your question. Alright, Lindsay, answer the question.
Is James Bond a good spy?
Or just a guy who gets captured every mission?
He gets captured every mission! What spy gets captured every mission and lives?
James fucking Bond, because he's such a good spy!
How is that a good spy? Everybody knows who the fuck he is, and he gets captured all the time!
But he lives! You just answered that yourself by saying that, you silly woman!
No!
Don't ask women James Bond questions. They don't know fuck all.
Oh, fuck off, you...
You dirty Canuck.
There you go.
You sexist asshole.
There you go. That's even better. I like that, too.
Well, remember, she's answering as you would answer, Tim.
I wouldn't have called anybody a sexist asshole.
That's bullshit. You totally would have.
I wouldn't call anybody sexist. I'd just call you a fucking asshole.
Maze, do you think Marty McFly was ever late for school?
Yes.
That's
did,
kind
did
of.
You not, did you not see the beginning of Back to the Future 1?
Yeah, thank you.
I'm just asking a question.
Wait a minute.
Hello? McFly, you're a slacker.
There you go.
Yeah, that was pretty much most of the opening part of Back to the Future 1, was he was late for school.
Now, Omega.
Your bullshit questions failed.
I know it did, because I just grabbed it off of Twitter. Anyway.
Epic failure.
Oh. Anyway. Omega, what happens if you accuse someone of denying everything?
Accuse someone of denying everything. Well,
if you're married, you sleep on the couch.
No, they become a politician.
I don't get this. I accuse them of denying everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's the point? What happens if you do that? Will they keep denying everything?
Yeah, they will, because that's what they fucking do. This isn't like a screwball question. This is just like, they'll just go, no, I don't. And like, see, you just did.
So there you go. Don't be always
And then I punch them in the throat.
See, and that's what happens.
No.
See, that's what happens. That's the idea. You will end up punching them in the throat.
Exactly.
So that is the end result. Anyway. Tim, since I kind of did a half-assed job of it because I don't have a card or anything, and you're here.
This coming Saturday night, right downtown Calgary, Alberta, Canada, the Royal Canadian Legion number 1, address 116, 7th Avenue Southeast, is the makeup show. Canadian All Pro Wrestling presents Saddle Up. The main event is a strap match between Johnny Devine and WWE developmental talent and up-and-comer Kamikaze. Oh, shit. Did I say that out loud? Oops.
Were you not supposed to say that?
Maybe not.
What else is happening, Tim?
Well, let's see. Miss Dania will be taking on Cat Power in a rematch. The ladies had a 15-minute time limit draw last show. That absolutely settled nothing. Jose Swervo got lucky last show, which was, when was that? May the 18th. Oh, my God, that long ago. He actually stole a victory from Tex Gaines. Tex Gaines coming down from Edmonton looking for a little bit of revenge and a little bit of payback. And this is a mismatch on paper, big time. No way Jose Swervo should have won the original match. Tex Gaines is like 5 million pounds, and Jose Swervo is like a stick man. So, yeah, I don't know how he got the upset victory, but Tex Gaines will be looking for blood this time around.
What else is happening, Tim?
Let's see. That was three matches. Chance Beckett will be in action, so will Alex Plexus, Keishi Matsunaga.
Ooh, yeah. The sushi chef.
Yeah, the sushi chef will be in action. It's going to be a whole hell of a lot of fun. And the rumor is certain members of the Heart Mafia will be in attendance. Gee, there's a surprise.
A Heart family member or Heart Mafia member will be at a wrestling show in Calgary?
Will be at a Canadian All-Pro Wrestling show. Canadian All-Pro Wrestling
but
show.
But I'm just saying in general, a member of the Hart family going to wrestling in Calgary. It's like,
oh, they don't go to all the different shows that come to Calgary, do they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Oh, they pick and choose. They go to the good ones. Canadian All-Pro Wrestling.
And how do people buy tickets, Tim?
They can get in touch with me by dialing 587-894-7369. Your tickets will be delivered to you. If you're living in the Southwest and you know Miss Dania on Facebook, she's got a limited number of tickets left. Also, Katana, who's up in the Northeast, has a limited number of tickets left. You can reach Katana on Facebook. Look for Dania Parsonage on Facebook.
You probably get also, a hold of her on Twitter as well.
If you're in the area, you can pick them up at Myth Games, 3434 34th Avenue. Northeast. No, I didn't stutter. That's the address. 3434 34th Avenue Northeast. And of course, naturally, there are still, as of Friday, a few tickets left at the Royal Canadian Legion where you can go and get them. Only $12 in advance, $10 for kids 6 to 12. No, Southwest Calgary King Kittens. Jesus Christ, you're an idiot. No, you can't replace the Canadian. Anyway, sorry. But yeah, I've got 40 tickets left.
For the entire show?
I've got 40 tickets left. I just sold 4 this afternoon, so. And I've got another, minimum 8 that are being picked up tomorrow. Well, actually, okay, I'm delivering them tomorrow.
So, folks, they're selling out fast. Get yours now.
Absolutely. And, yeah, get them before they're gone, because they're $15 at the door if there's, still a couple of tickets left by Saturday the way they're going. I don't know, man.
What's the number for people to get tickets again?
It is 587-894-7369.
Call that 24/7 for all your needs, all your problems, tickets, advice.
Yeah, no, just call for tickets. And if you call after a certain time, it won't matter because the phone's volume gets turned off overnight. So leave a message.
He will answer any question you have
concerning wrestling tickets and when you can have them delivered.
Or anything else.
Anything else involving wrestling tickets for Canadian All-Pro Wrestling. Shut up, Rock! Piss off!
If you want to know the best advice for setting up your own homebrew, he will give you advice.
And I won't do that either. Again, it's for tickets only.
What's your favorite
Thank
rock
you.
Movie?
Thank you. Moving on.
What's your favorite rock movie?
Rock movie?
Mm-hmm.
Do you mean like Dwayne Johnson movie?
Yeah, Dwayne Johnson movie.
Any one where he's not in it.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Alright. Wrap the show up, Tim.
I came just in time to say goodbye. Thanks for showing up, everybody. I hope you enjoyed the show. I hope it was good, and I hope they weren't a bunch of jackasses. I don't know. I can't say anything. I wasn't able to listen. I was in the car on the highway driving home from being out of town all week. Anyway, tomorrow night after Raw, it's right after Raw. I know you're not supposed to call it that, but what the fuck. It's the Raw post show. 3 hours of Raw compacted into approximately 45 minutes or so. With the smart-ass producer. And Lindsay's there, too, I think.
Yes.
She's also a smart-ass, too.
Well, she's not the producer. She's just a, you know, she just has a smart-ass. On Tuesdays, Kayfabe Wrestling Radio with your host, Mr. Personality, Alan Wookie.
He will be talking to the one and only John Davis of FIP Wrestling and Joey Ryan.
Ooh, that's on Wednesday. It's another episode of Cheap Heat Radio.
Scott Barry, Matthew Fersina, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. They want your TNA Mount Rushmore.
They don't bother calling themselves Cheap Wood Paneling anymore, do they?
They got rid of the panel.
Okay, so it's just Cheap Wood.
No, it's Cheap Heat.
Cheap Heat. Well, okay. Cheap Heat with Morning Wood. Anyway, yeah, Thursday night, it's The Rack with Lindsay.
This is where Lindsay should plug her show.
This is where you're set up to plug your show, Lindsay.
I'm protesting due to sexism.
Oh, yeah, it's a little late for that.
Anyway, since she doesn't want to plug her show, I'll plug the show. Thursday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, it's Rack. Join us as we discuss all about Impact Wrestling. The latest news and discussions, plus go back in the archives at RackRadioShow.com for our interview with Jim Cornette we did a couple weeks ago. And go go to RackRadioShow.com because there's an interesting blog on there that I put up today that has sparked some controversy. So you want to check it out, RackRadioShow.com. Listen to Rack Thursday, 11 p.m. Eastern.
When did you learn to read?
Fuck you, Tim.
Friday night, sometimes Mace plays video games.
That's only not this week because Omega's going to be at MetroCon.
So there's no reason for Mace to play video games. So I guess you guys are basically on your own to play with yourselves. Saturday night, another edition of CB Radio around midnight, or as close as I can get it. I guess it was like you lost control of the show within 5 minutes yesterday, did you?
Four. I played the intro, did the introduction, and then I lost control. Weird, wacky, unusual. It's CB Radio, and it was hijacked by Ace and his drunken friend. So hear people throw up. Tune in, CB Radio. Beforehand, Cards Against Humanity around 10 p.m. Eastern, because we like to get evil. And when we get evil, it's very, very evil.
You know, this Saturday, you might not be playing cards.
Oh, we will play cards. Don't you worry. Don't you worry. We're playing cards.
I don't know. You might not be playing cards.
I have a strong...
Yeah. I know. Never mind.
Playing Cards Against Humanity Saturday.
There you go. Of course, next Sunday night, another edition of Wrist Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. And for the two or three people who really freaking give a damn, I'll give you the results of Canadian All-Pro Wrestling Saturday left. Yeehaw, by the way.
Yeehaw?
Yeehaw. Not Yahoo, it's Yeehaw.
So Canadian.
No, it's Yahoo, not Yeehaw. Anyway, Yahoo.
The song's ending, so say goodbye.
Okay, bye.
Not Yahoo, Google.
Bing!
Netscape.
Netscape is dead. Holy cow.
Ask Jeeves!
Alexa.
Whatever crappy brother Tim uses now.
No.
Radio.com.